And now Alex Bregman is going to pinch hit for Jason Castro.
Been fighting for this chance to get it back out here and help his team. And one of the big producers in this lineup when the Astros really caught fire offensively. He was always right in the middle of it.
Bregman hitting 260, 311 on base percentage, 8 homers, 32 RBIs in 47 games. He comes up with Gurriel, the tying run at second. Kemp, the go-ahead run at first. Two outs in the bottom of the sixth, 4-3 Mariners. First time Bregman's ever faced King Felix.
Good two-strike hitter, Bregman. A little different when you haven't been out there in 2 weeks now. September 14th, his last game when he hurt that hamstring.
The 1-2. Breaking ball, and that's hit out in the left center field, and that'll drop in for a base hit. Gurriel around third and coming home. Throw to the plate by Aoki, not nearly in time. Gurriel scores. Alex Bregman, a pinch hit RBI single. It's a 4-4 game.
Unbelievable. With two strikes, no less. Fell behind 0-2 and still gets a knock. Claps his hands and nods toward the dugout as soon as he did it, like, hey, I told you, I'm back.
Hernandez delivers, and Springer lifts this one down the right field line. Ball is slicing toward the corner. Will it stay fair? Yes, it will, and bounces in the corner. It's a ground rule double, heads off the wall and over the wall as two runs come in, and the Astros take the lead 6-4. Kemp and Stassi score.
Astros come back to bite Felix Hernandez once again.
Many of the 23,000 plus on their feet. Here's the 1-1. And that's lifted out in the center field. Mariznick coming in. He's there, makes the catch, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros even the series at a game apiece, defeating the Seattle Mariners in come from behind fashion tonight. 8-4.
Well, they have a whole lot of heart is what they do. Sixth spot in the sixth inning for the Astros, taking advantage of more Mariner errors, and they get the job done and they stay alive.
Astros with an 8-4 win over the Seattle Mariners, and we're joined now by our Landry's player of the game. Weren't even 100% sure whether we'd see Alex Bregman again in the regular season after hurting his hamstring on the 14th against the Rangers, but not only have we seen Alex Bregman, but delivered a pinch hit RBI single in that big sixth inning for the Astros. First of all, Alex, glad you're able to come back and be healthy. And I know you have to feel happy that you're able to contribute.
Yeah, definitely. It was good to get back out there with these guys. Fighting hard, man. We're fighting every single day. We're showing up to the yard trying to compete and get the job done. And that's all I was trying to do that at bat, man, just try and compete. And was fortunate enough to put a good swing on it, and thankful that Yuli and Kempe were on base, and it was a huge game for us, and a huge game for a lot of guys on our team. George came up really clutch.
Hey, Alex, how bad did you feel? How miserable were you when you ended up getting injured on the 14th? I mean, you were right in the middle of it. You guys were fighting. It seemed like it was a real good teamwork effort for you guys, but when you went down, it seemed like it kind of deflated some of the guys, and I'm sure especially you.
Yeah, of course. I want to be out there every single day and play and help this team win games any way I can. And when my season was in jeopardy, it was brutal, man. I want to contribute. I want to be a part of this team and contribute. And it stinks. And I was fortunate enough to have worked with a great training staff here, great strength coach, and was fortunate enough to get back on the field and just happy to be able to help contribute.
Hey, what's the vibe right now, especially after this big comeback win, and now just 2.5 out of the final wild card spot with 4 more games left, really getting down to crunch time?
Oh, yeah, it was a big win for us. We're fired up. We're going to come out, though, tomorrow, and it's a new day, and we got to come compete and try and win against a very good pitcher. And I think the guys are staying positive. We're working hard every single day, coming out here and getting after it. And it was nice to hear the crowd get into that inning, and Hopefully we'll have a good one for the rest of this week, for the rest of this homestand tomorrow, and get on the road and get after it.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Come from behind win yesterday against the Seattle Mariners with that big six-run, six-inning to chase a pitcher like Felix Hernandez. I mean, obviously, considering the stakes, considering who you're going up against on the mound, pretty significant and a pretty big win.
Yeah, it was a big win, and these all feel like must-win, you know, elimination-type games with the calendar running out and the win totals for the other teams going up. So Coming back from that against Felix Hernandez is a big deal. We continue to grind. We continue to battle. I love that perseverance that we have. There's a sense of urgency, obviously, in the building. When they get ahead, we claw back. We went ahead, they claw back, and then we busted out with the big inning. It was good. It was good to see.
And Alex Bregman hadn't played since September 14th after hurting his right hamstring. And it looked initially like we might not see him the rest of the regular season. But lo and behold, coming up to pinch hit, of course he gets a base hit.
Yeah, no, it's sort of a storybook game for him where he wasn't going to play. Then the game-changing type situation came up, and our backs are against the wall. He knows to be careful. He is ready to play and give it a go. He's going to gut it out like a lot of our guys who have these injuries and knick-knack, you know, beat up all the time. So it doesn't surprise me. He goes up there, puts a competitive bat together, came at a really big time, and put a little jolt in our dugout.
And Bregman in the lineup today, batting second. And obviously hamstring injuries are always a little tricky, but obviously he wouldn't be in there if you didn't think he'd be able to help you.
Yeah, no, he can help us. It's just a matter of the game letting him, you know, being easy on him, I guess, a little bit. I worry a little bit about the first to home. I worry a little bit about the range on pop-ups and things that you just can't control or can't try for. But these are big enough games where we're going to have to put our best out there. He's one of our best. He feels good. You know, I'm not sure how the fatigue level is going to be for his hamstring, but we'll monitor it, but we're going to take a shot early in the game.
And then last night, your bullpen doing a fantastic job once again. And, you know, Mike Fiers goes the first five innings. And I thought the innings you got in particular from Yandel Gustave and Chris Davinsky were really significant.
Yeah, huge. I mean, we got a chance to win a game without having to use Giles and Gregerson and Harris, which has been a rarity this, you know, these last couple of weeks. Our bullpen has been taxed, and they're all grinding it out and doing the best they can. But finding a win by other guys stepping up like Gustave. Nishek closes out against left-handed hitters, which is not his job, but preserves the four-run win. And now these guys, we come in today fully rested.
Doug Fister on the mound, and we've seen Doug struggle of late. He's struggled all year against left-handed hitters. What do you think he needs to do against lefties in order to be effective?
Yeah, his curveball is going to be his pitch today, hopefully, that he can get over for strikes and just change the pace a little bit. You know, his fastball-cutter combo is good. It does come in at the same speed. It does come in either away or in on the same plane. So there's some comfort for left-handed hitters knowing they've got to pick a side of the plate and go with it. The curveball is an equalizer for him. He can steal a strike or two against these guys, hopefully put some guys away, get the ball on the ground. We're playing our best infield defense that we can, you know, for him, and hopefully get some quick outs.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
Got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following minute of Astros history featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
After going to the World Series in 2005, Astros fans were disappointed to see the team wallow in mediocrity throughout most of the 2006 season. Roy Oswalt did not wallow. In fact, on this day in 2006, he pitched seven shutout innings through a rain delay in Pittsburgh to win his 15th game of the year. A dinky rally in the fifth gave the Wizard all he needed. It consisted of three singles, three walks, and one hit batter. It was Oswalt's last start, and the winning streak brought the Astros to within half a game of the Cardinals in the wild card race. It also lowered Oswalt's ERA to 2.98, which led the league. Unfortunately, the Astros flew to Atlanta after the game, where they lost 2-3 and the wild card in the process.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid. Put good in, get good out.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, and I'm sure everybody out there knows now that Astros longtime television broadcaster Bill Brown announced his retirement a few days ago, and today's going to be his last game. So first of all, Bill, thank you for joining us today, and how are you feeling right now going into this game?
I'm feeling very nervous, Sparty. Were you nervous your first game as a player?
No question about it, yeah.
That's probably where I am right
really?
Now. It's just because it's unusual territory. It's ground you've never been over before. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just doing a game. That's why.
What about your press conference? And you mentioned time.
To me, it's similar to being on a bullet train going through a long, dark tunnel very quickly with all these images passing by on both sides. And, you know, whether it's Daryl Kyle after his no-hitter or Baggy getting the MVP or any number of things like that, you know, Roger Clemens coming in here. It could be any one of those things, and they're just flashing by. So it's too fast to enjoy. It's just such a blur. 30 years. It's amazing. how quickly it goes. So, you know, I was thinking today that, you know, time is the most precious asset any of us has. You can't purchase time. You can't stop it from advancing. So you need to be careful the way you use it and the way you enjoy things.
You talked about the direction of time. It's always going forward and how precious it is. Where are you with that right now? I mean, I guess there's a lot of reflection right now for you.
There is, and you know, 30 years is a long time to spend with an organization. The Astros have been absolutely tremendous, and they let me make this decision, and the decision was more based on work performance than being a certain age or thinking that there might be X number of years left in your life. There is no way, but I would have continued, you know, had I been flawless on the air, Sparky, but since that's never been the case, this seemed like a pretty good time to move on out.
And you mentioned a speeding train, how that bullet train is just going through, and you're starting to see some things that you remember back with some players and some moments in your career.
Yeah, I'm seeing Casey Candel slide down the aisle of a charter plane when it was at about a 45-degree angle, and I'm seeing all these funny things that have happened down through the years, and I'm seeing the big unit come in 98 and pitch lights out, and all these things are coming back, Sparky.
How fun has it been? I mean, you're a very humble guy, and I know you like to deflect of how what you've meant to everybody and how good you are, but how lucky have you felt like you've been?
Oh, you know, you can't really hope for a job like this. When you're 14 years old and you listen to Jack Buck every night, yeah, I want to do that, but you have no concept of what it's going to take. And that's the beautiful thing about this country and people with dreams. There's no reason to douse their dreams with cold water because they're realized so often in this country. It's just a tremendous place. And so I just think back to all the partners and all the great people we've met. You know, you meet fans every day who come up to you and you have nice conversations. And I think the conversations are the thing that will be missed the most.
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of players say the same thing, Bill. It's just every day the conversations and the relationship you build. And you've been real important to a lot of people, so that's going to be missed. Tell me about the sacrifices that Diane has made throughout your career and how much you appreciate that.
She's had a lot of dinners by herself. Yeah. She's packed up the household for several moves. Yeah. She's been the first month we were here, she was in a terrible auto accident.
Oh, no.
The day we were leaving on a road trip, and she had to have surgery on her detached retina, and that was the only real injury she had, but we really hardly knew anybody in town. Mm. And fortunately, a minister came over and helped her out and became a lifelong friend, and other friends helped take care of her while I was gone on that trip. But it was a very difficult way to start in Houston, and believe me, it's gotten better every day since then.
And Allison, your daughter, I mean, she's grown up to be a lovely wife and a lovely daughter, obviously, and a mom now, and how proud of you of her.
Oh, she's the best person, and she's far better than Diane and me, and so we're so proud of her. But I remember after her junior year at Cy Fair High School, we were always kind of walking on eggshells, wondering if we'd be back for the next year or not. And, you know, she said to me, "Well, Dad, if you don't have a job here next year, I'm not moving. I'm not going to leave my senior year at Cy Fair High School."
So she's laying down the law.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. So she was the boss of you, right?
She was, and it's continued to this day.
Well, Brownie, this is it. So I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. All of us around here and all the Astros fans out there, thank you so much. I mean, you feel like we know you. I'm sure the way you've come into everybody's living room, it's been a privilege getting to know you, and thanks for everything.
Well, it's an honor for us to be allowed to come into living rooms. I know you feel that way too, and it's just difficult to do it, but it must be done, and we're staying right here, so the friendships will continue. That's what makes it go down a lot easier, Sparky. Thank you.
There you go. Back with more Astro Lunch right after this.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Astroline, the official off-season hot stove show for your Houston Astros.
We have Jeff Luno here in the heat of hot stove.
Listen in as Steve Sparks and Robert Ford host an hour-long show.
I'm joined tonight by someone who really doesn't need any introduction.
With your favorite Astros of today and yesterday.
Left-handed pitcher Dallas Keuchel.
Carlos Correa.
George Springer.
Let's give a warm Astroline welcome to Lance Berkman.
Astroline, this fall, right here on the Houston Astros Radio Network.